Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Work-Life Stories. Ich bin Mona Rüssmann und in diesem Podcast geht es um die Faszination des Neustarts. Beruflich, privat oder gleich beides zusammen. Spannende Menschen erzählen hier von ungewöhnlichen Lebenswegen und mutigen Entscheidungen. Lass dich inspirieren. Ich wünsche dir viel Freude beim Anhören dieser Episode. Los geht's! Welcome back. My next guest is Tom O'Brien from Southern California here in beautiful Costa Rica. Tom is a doctor and a global health educator and a permanent resident here at Roma del Mar, combining work and life here. So great for another work-life story. Tom, welcome and thank you for joining this episode.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, so we are sitting together at your beautiful house here, which is also your workplace. How long have you been living and working and enjoying Costa Rica?
We were living in northern Italy at Lago di Garda, a beautiful place. And I was traveling in the U.S. giving talks at medical conferences, and my wife had gone to Dublin to visit some friends. This was March of 2020, early March.
Oh, I know something else that happened there in March 2020.
Yes, exactly. And I was in the U.S. and I called my wife and said, "Hi, honey.
That's the ants.
Ants? I think the ants are gone. Yes, I think the ants are gone now." So I called my wife to say hello and she said, "Did you hear about this virus?" And I said, "Well, not much, a little bit." She said, "My friends in the army say they're about to close airports all over the world." And I said, "Well, that can't happen. We have to be together." And I looked into it and I saw that was true. And I saw that northern Italy was the epicenter of the virus outside of Wuhan, China. It was northern
Italy.
Less than 100 miles from where we lived, in the village we lived in. So I said, "Well, honey, I don't know what this virus is, but we aren't going back there. Let's go to Costa Rica." And I thought it would be for a month or 2 months, because I can work anywhere. And we came to Costa Rica. We came to Roma del Mar because we had come here for our honeymoon in 2016 and really liked it. So we came back thinking we'd be here for a month, and there was a house available to rent. And we were pregnant 2 weeks later.
Okay.
So we decided to stay, and our son, who was just here a moment ago.
We heard him.
Just turned 3 years old earlier this week, and he's a little Tico. And so we've been here now for just over 4 years.
Good. Oh, yeah, beautiful. So you have a medical background. You're a doctor, and you're specialized in gluten, celiac disease, and development of autoimmune diseases. So tell us a little bit about your background and why you can say you can work from everywhere.
Yes. Well, I opened a practice in Chicago. Well, actually, we'll go back to when I was an intern 44 years ago, and my ex and I could not get pregnant. So I called the seven most famous holistic doctors I'd ever heard of, and I asked them, "What do you do for infertility?" And they all told me what they do, and I put a program together. We were pregnant in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
My neighbors in married housing, we lived on campus. They had been through artificial insemination, and nothing had worked. They, as you may know, they spent tens of thousands of dollars. Nothing was working. They'd asked if I'd work with them. And I said, "Well, you know, I don't think it'll hurt you." Sure. They were pregnant in 3 months. So now we're 4 months pregnant and we're just so happy. And we're telling our friends, and our friend's sister had three miscarriages and she lived in Wisconsin. I was in school in Chicago. She said, "Can my sister come talk to you, please, please?" And I said, "Well, okay, okay." So I started seeing patients out of my dormitory room. You know, you're not supposed to do that, but I was. And what I learned is that there's not much in medicine that's all or every, but this was every person that had a problem with the reproductive system, male or female, whether it was infertility or miscarriages or low testosterone, premature ejaculations, fibrocystic breasts, every single person has as a component of what was causing their problem, they were eating foods that they did not know were a problem for them.
Okay.
And those foods are causing inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common food I learned was wheat, giving problems to people. So that got me started in the whole world of wheat and gluten and the potential problems that people can have. Now we're 44 years later, and I travel the world teaching at medical conferences about this world of where does autoimmune diseases develop? How do they develop? It doesn't matter if it's Hashimoto's thyroid disease or multiple sclerosis or psoriasis. It doesn't matter. The mechanism that begins the autoimmune process is the same.
Okay.
It's always the same. And it's your immune system trying to protect you from something that mistakenly is attacking your own tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to identify what is your immune system fighting. And a very common one is wheat or gluten in wheat, but also bacteria can cause this. And if you just go on Google and type in multiple sclerosis and bacteria, here come the studies. And there are many, many studies or rheumatoid arthritis and bacteria or rheumatoid arthritis and gluten. You see that there's a lot of science that says sometimes for an individual, the trigger causing the immune system to attack the joints for rheumatoid arthritis is a bacterial infection that they have in their body.
Okay. And that they was never detected and they do not know and they do not know the source. And
Or they did get sick and they took some antibiotics, they felt better, but the infection was still there and your immune system's fighting the infection. And then the antibodies fighting the bacteria, the way antibodies know to attack one specific thing is they look at the surface of that thing and they look at the proteins on the surface, like the skin of the bacteria. And it's not really skin, but the outside of the bacteria. And they fight that amino acid structure of the bacteria. But then that amino acid structure looks a lot like the collagen on your joints.
Okay.
So the antibodies that are fighting the bacteria look over at the joint and say, look, there's that same amino acid structure. And the antibodies to the bacteria attack your joint. And that's the beginning of rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's the beginning of psoriasis. Or that's the beginning of multiple sclerosis. So when people want to stop the progression of their disease, you have to identify why is the disease there.
Mm-hmm. Not just go to the root cause.
That's right. Not just give them some medication for the symptoms, which can be helpful, but it's not going to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to identify why is the immune system so active? And that's the world of functional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I teach.
Okay. And you are sharing your knowledge and your valuable insights that you were collecting over the years as a global health educator on various channels. How do you do that?
Well, I'm interviewed, for example, today I have three interviews, one in Brazil, one a patient in Italy, and someone in the United States. Some days there are none, but every week I'm interviewed. And I travel and teach. In October, I was in Sao Paulo, Brazil. In November, I was in Rome. In 2 weeks, I go to New Delhi, India.
Okay.
So medical conferences bring me in to teach their doctors these concepts. And it's all science.
Mm-hmm.
It's all science. So I can live anywhere as long as I have good internet for my interviews, but also for my study. I can live anywhere.
Yeah, I follow now some of your channels, and it's really deep knowledge that you are sharing, and it's really interesting see what you are communicating. So what can people learn from living here in Costa Rica when it comes to food and lifestyle?
Well,
it's all fresh here and it's warm and it's, you know, nice environment. So what can we learn from Costa Rica?
Well, if people are here long enough, I think one of the things they may realize if they're conscious is that most of us live our lives, if I can get to a paradise, then I will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
If I can live by the beach, then I will be happy. And what you find after you've lived in paradise for a while, or you lived on the beach for a while, you're still there. It's still you with your emotions, with your ways of looking at the world. It's much easier. There's not as much stress on you, but you still create the same environment that you had living in Chicago or living in Berlin. It doesn't matter where you live.
You bring your backpack of things with you.
You bring your backpack with you wherever you go. Yes, but living here, there's much more opportunity for relaxation. For example, every morning we come out to where you and I are sitting right now, and this is where we have our morning coffee. And it's about 6:30 in the morning. The sun is just coming up. The birds are singing.
Yeah, the days are starting out early here. Yes. I already recognized and realized.
And, you know, the villa that you are staying in right now is a beautiful villa with lots of birds and butterflies and hummingbirds. And it's really paradise. You get to see what it's like. What paradise is like.
Yeah, so, absolutely. I was collecting some sound samples that I will connect to this podcast because nobody can see it. And at least I want to make people hear it. So how does the environment influence our health after we manage to put down the backpack of things that we were traveling with?
Oh, well, it's nice here. The temperature is the same year round. We have two seasons. We have the rainy season and the dry season. But the temperature is always within 10 degrees. It doesn't vary much. It's rare that it varies much. And so, you know, I put a t-shirt on for this interview with you, but usually we walk around in our swimming suit or shorts. Barefoot in the house, and it's very easy living. The environment makes it easy to be here. Now, you have the bugs of Costa Rica that you have to deal with at times. This morning, we had an invasion of the black ants. They're called army ants.
They were right at the front door. But I promise I didn't bring them, Tom. They were there when I was knocking on your door.
We haven't had them for 3 or 4 months, and all of a sudden today, this morning, here they are. So
yeah, they were here for me, I think.
To welcome you.
To welcome me.
Yes. But there's always, we check for scorpions every night before we go to sleep. My son and I make a game out of it, scorpion check. And you have to check the back of the curtains because they'll climb up on the curtain and hide there. And it sounds terrifying, but scorpions in Costa Rica, I'm told, they're not poisonous. If they sting you, it's like a bad mosquito or maybe a bee sting. It's not dangerous for people.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few scorpions around, but I've never been stung. So, and
neither have we.
And most of the animals are fleeing once we get too close to them.
Yes, they hide from humans. So it's only by mistake. You know, if you pick up a towel and the scorpion's under the towel, it might sting you because it's surprised or something like that. So we're always careful. We check our shoes before we put them on, you know, things like that.
Just new habits, right?
Yes, but we've been fine. Mosquitoes are sometimes a problem, but not always. Certain times of year, the rainy season.
In the rainy season, they are much worse.
And, yes.
Yeah. So does living in a sunny environment influence the psyche or the happiness of people?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, there's much good science about the frequencies of the light in sunny days, and it goes right through our eyes, right back to the pineal gland in the brain, generating these hormones that are feel-good hormones. And most people sleep better here, depending on their lifestyle habits. But most people comment that they feel more rested, they sleep better. But having sunshine, it makes a world of difference. I raised a family in Chicago. And in February in Chicago, you don't see the sun for a month. It's overcast every day. There are many places like that in the world, and it's difficult to maintain a positive outlook on life when there's no sun. Much easier when you have sunshine to be happy.
The Scandinavians can talk about it, right?
Yes.
With their long and dark winter season.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So is there something like a most healthy country or population in the world? You're traveling so much and you've seen so many.
Japan.
Why
has
is that?
The highest life expectancy and the least amount of degenerative disease.
Okay.
But that's changing very quickly because they've adopted Western lifestyles.
Okay. And what is in the roots of the Japanese, or in the,
well,
is it the food, or is there like areas with good weather conditions to like regulate psyche and body?
Really, the best way to understand what contributes to happiness and longevity is there is a book called The Blue Zones that Dan Buettner wrote this book a number of years ago, and he found that there were places in the world where a large percentage of the population live into their 90s, live over 100 years old, and they're on no medications, they're still working. And it was shocking for researchers to find out. We've heard of these places like Sardinia, Okinawa, Costa Rica, and we actually are in the blue zone of Costa Rica here in this peninsula. This is the blue zone of Costa Rica. I didn't know that when we came.
Okay, didn't know that either. Oh, good.
And what Dan Buettner found, they found a blue zone just outside of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what? Los Angeles. If you run outside 10 kilometers, you inhale as much particulate matter as smoking a pack of cigarettes.
Doesn't sound good.
The air is not so good. But there's a blue zone there, and there was. And it's Loma Linda, which is the home of the Seventh-day Adventists, a religious group.
Mm-hmm.
So what Dan Buettner and his research team realized was that the common traits of these blue zone cultures, there's 9 features that are the common traits of the blue zone culture. So I recommend every patient, you must read The Blue Zone.
Okay.
Because this is where the pedal hits the metal. You know, it's an American slang term, but
I'm working automotive, so I know this.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. And I'm from Detroit originally.
Okay.
I grew up on muscle cars.
Yeah.
But this is where the pedal hits the metal. You want to live a long life and have full function when you're an elder. You need to read the blue zones and allocate this much attention every week to just moving in the direction of a blue zone life. And it'll take you 2 years to change the things that need to change. But when you read the book, you understand, oh, really? Really? That simple? For example, in Okinawa, one of the things is called Hari Hachibu, which means eat 10% less.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we recommend to our patients, if you can afford it, buy new plates. Buy smaller plates.
Then
and what happens is you
reduce.
Put just a little bit less on your plate. And over time, that little bit less adds up to thousands and thousands of calories that are unnecessary, and so they don't get stored as fat. So there's when you read the Blue Zone book, it's eye-opening as to how simple it is, mm-hmm. but also how comprehensive it is.
Okay. I take a note, and I will also put a link in the podcast.
Marvelous.
Yeah, sometimes it's the easy things that have a great impact. You just have to know the things, right?
That's right.
So closely coming to an end of the interview, because you have a busy schedule, you said, and we were taken back a little bit by the ants this morning.
Yes.
It kept you busy for...
Sorry, yes,
like,
it did.
Yeah, no problem. That's jungle living. So I'm German, and Germans always do New Year's resolutions. Yeah, I don't think we can do without New Year's resolutions. They usually only last until January 6th or so. But when I was preparing this interview, I was thinking to ask you, like, what would be your plans for 2024, your resolutions or your do's and don'ts for this upcoming year?
Yes, thank you. Well, first, I will respectfully disagree with the necessity of a New Year's resolution. And I encourage people, stop doing that because you're sabotaging yourself. And you set yourself up for failure. But rather than that, how can I begin to move in the direction that I want to go? In one of my books, the title is You Can Fix Your Brain. And it's number 1 in 7 categories on Amazon for brain function. And the subtitle of the book is Just 1 Hour a Week to the best memory, productivity, and sleep you've ever had. So that's the book. And that also is the secret to success in changing your lifestyle. 1 hour a week, that's all. So you tell your family every Tuesday night after dinner, don't bother me for an hour because I'm going to study. Or every Sunday after church, after services, don't bother me. I need to study. How can our family be healthier? And so in that 1 hour, for example, in my book, I give you 36 things to look at or things to do. When you learn that if you store your leftover food in plastic storage containers, the food, you put in the refrigerator, the next day, the chicken in the container has phthalates, the chemicals used to form plastic, that the chemicals in the plastic containers leach into the food. And when you learn this, and that phthalates affect your brain function over years of getting minute amounts of phthalates, they affect your brain function and your nervous system function. You learn this, then you go to the three URLs that I put in the book for glass storage containers. You go to MilesKimball.com and Amazon and whatever the third one is, and you say, well, those are, I like those. And you order three round ones and two square ones and one for the pie. You pay with your credit card, hit send. It took you an hour, but you're done for the week. But never again will you poison your family with these minute amounts of toxic chemicals because of the storage containers that you're using. Next week, you from the book, you go look for organic nail polish because the phthalates in nail polish are in your bloodstream in 4 to 5 minutes after you, that's what makes the polish hard are the phthalates, but you get minute amounts in your bloodstream. There's no evidence that that amount is toxic, but over the years, the accumulation of those chemicals adds up. And the studies are very clear. Women that are very high in those chemicals, their babies, the IQ of those babies is 7 points lower than the babies whose mothers didn't have high levels of phthalates. And so you learn about organic nail polish. The next week, you learn about something else. The next week, you learn about something. But if you can allocate just 1 hour a week to learn something new, that's all, just 1 hour a week. That is the secret to success, as opposed to, I'm going to start exercising three times a week for an hour, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah.
But, and you set the time and you announce it to your world, don't bother me at this time. This is my time to study how we can be healthier. And when you learn that Teflon-coated pots, are terrible for your health and they leach chemicals that can cause cancer, you start researching what are better pots and pans to use. And when you can afford it, you may need to save money for a while, but then you buy the better pots and pans, right? So you learn one thing a week.
Do one little step at a time and spend a little money at a time.
That's right.
But
just
you do something to you
a
on a, yeah, and, on the long term.
You're doing this for yourself. You're doing this for your well-being because you're no good to anybody else when you're sick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't take care of yourself, then the family is going to suffer. But this is the secret to success. We've had many, many patients now over the years that are successful in changing their lifestyle because they allocate 1 hour a week. It takes you 6 months or a year. Who cares? It's for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody has an excuse of not having 1 hour a week. Everybody has that. Even the busiest person, right?
There you go.
Very good time investment. Yeah. So sad our time's up, Tom. But thank you so much for being my guest. Thank you so much for sharing so much valuable insight. And wish you and your family all the best for living and working here in paradise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wenn dir diese Folge gefallen hat, abonniere den Podcast einfach auf dem Podcast-Kanal deines Vertrauens. Wenn du noch mehr wissen möchtest, folge den Work-Life-Stories gerne auf Instagram. Ich freue mich, wenn du bei der nächsten Folge wieder einschaltest. Bis dahin, bleibe gesund und optimistisch, deine Mona Rüssmann.